Join the Toronto Holocaust Museum and its partners for a community-wide Yom HaShoah commemoration on Sunday, May 5th. A moving evening of film, candlelighting, music, and a tribute to survivors we've recently lost. Keynote speaker Yoni Berus from Yad Vashem will reflect on Holocaust remembrance post-October 7th. The program is at Beth Emeth Synagogue at 7 p.m. Register at torontoholocaustmuseum.org.
I will open up and call out the international Jukyu ultimate champion for third grade all the way from Chabad of Mississauga, Daniel Mergi.
That's what it sounded like recently at the JUQ International Championship. It was held in Stamford, Connecticut on April 7th. And on that day, the spotlight was on 8-year-old Canadian Sunday school student Daniel Marquez. The grade 3er from Mississauga received a gold medal and the big JUQ trophy, which he held high over his head, because after months of studying about Jewish knowledge, and in his case, about Jewish prayers, Daniel beat out thousands of kids from 25 countries in his age category to take the ultimate prize. It's all pretty remarkable because, until last fall, when his family enrolled Daniel and his twin brother David in the Chabad Sunday School in Mississauga, where they live, the boys had very little exposure to Jewish education. Their mother is a Sephardi Jew from Argentina, and their father is not Jewish. They found a welcome mat at the Chabad, which caters to about 2,000 mainly unaffiliated Jewish people living west of Toronto, in Mississauga, Oakville, Brampton, and Milton. The JUQ contest was the brainchild of World Chabad, based in Brooklyn, New York, aimed at kids of elementary school age at public school during the week who take Hebrew school on Sundays. JUQ is only a half dozen years old, unlike the long-established international Bible contest for day school students attending Jewish high schools called the Chidon HaTanach. But winning JUQ has vaulted the Marquez twins to some prominence in their community, where they're the only Jewish kids in their whole grade. And almost in their entire school.
I do it to like make my family feel proud and mean something to myself. Like
technically, we're proving to be worthy. So
yeah.
I'm Ellen Besner, and this is what Jewish Canada sounds like for Wednesday, May the 1st, 2024. Welcome to the CJN Daily, a podcast of the Canadian Jewish News, sponsored by Metropia. Well, it's the first day of May, and I am quite aware that right now we are being flooded with so much bad news from people who hate Jews, hate Israel. There are so many stories to cover about anti-Semitism, and especially all the anti-Israel protests going on now on many university campuses. And we'll get to those later this week. But since today is also the first day of Jewish Heritage Month in Canada, we decided that we are going to start by celebrating Jewish pride, rather than let people who hate Jews define what we cover. The JUQ contest, as I said, is for supplementary school kids. They had to pass 3 tests and score above 70% in each in order to continue on to the finals, and then another test to get to the international event on April 7th in Stamford, Connecticut, where they took part in a team game show on stage. Aside from the Marquez twins, a third pupil from the same Mississauga school also won gold, and we'll meet her shortly. But first, let's say hello to Daniel Marquez, the overall world JUQ champion for grade 3, and his twin brother David, and he won a gold medal. And their mother, Mariela Benzadon, is also here.
Yeah, it's great to be here. Great to be here.
Congratulations. How did your family get involved in this contest? Anyone can start.
Basically, it's a long story. Well, technically, is that we went to Jewish camp. That wasn't the same place and we liked it. So we wanted to go to the Hebrew school.
And what happened that you would got the idea to study for this test?
Since we saw a video about what it would be there, but it was totally different. Mm. And that's what made us want to go there.
The process is they learn during the year. Every year it's a different topics. And they have 3 exams and they had to get 70%. Right, David?
Yeah, 70% or higher.
Uh-huh. And are you new to Mississauga?
No.
No, but at the beginning we are not doing anything Jewish at that until that time, and then we decided that we wanted to, start.
Our real religion.
And then they start going every Sunday, and then they love it, and they started JUQ, the book. They have good score or a very good score on the exams. And then what happened, David?
We got the final exam. We got the final exam, which is the hardest exam of all. And I don't know what was my score.
And then how many questions is in the final exam?
28, 28, 28.
And are you,
And 45 minutes.
is it open book or closed book?
Closed book.
Yeah.
Okay,
That'd
so
be
yeah.
cheating.
How do you study for this? Either of you. Actually, Daniel, you start.
Well, about how much time we practiced at home or at the Hebrew school?
both.
Well, combined, I would say like about 1 hour. 1.6 quadrillion hours, you mean? No. If you count every single day we practice, about, let's say, some 50 hours. Yeah, 50.
Is that right? No? Mom is laughing. Okay, so at school, it was like a few months, and then at home as well, during those time, you did some extra homework.
Yes, they started on September and they finished the book March, I would say.
So you guys got 10 out of 10 for each test.
No, we both got 110 twice and once 100 out of
How do you
100.
get 110? Was there like a bonus question?
Yeah, 11 questions. Exactly a bonus.
Was it hard? What did you have to actually learn?
Prayers and blessings, basically. Just saying the second test was so goofy.
Okay, tell me more.
Well, literally, they think there's a bracha of flying and shopping and.
So there's a bracha for flying and a bracha for shopping, and you thought that was goofy.
Yeah, because it is.
I've been on a few airplanes where I made a few brachas after we landed because we didn't think we were going to land because it was really bumpy. So you never know, right? You didn't study Judaism at home too much. Did you guys do Shabbat before? Did you do any of the holidays, Rosh Hashanah, even before?
The only holiday we did until we reached the camp was Hanukkah. The rest we didn't do.
We don't have family, so we just call my parents in Argentina, and they so we have like an online call with them usually for Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur.
So let's talk about deciding to go to Connecticut or Brooklyn, wherever you had to go. It wasn't cheap. You had to pay your own way to get there.
$2,000 if you haven't known that.
And we also went there.
Why did your family decide this was something important that you really thought you had to do?
No, we saw the kids very excited, and they make the effort, and they had the determination. They wanna go, and they're gonna study to get it. So by the time they pass all the exams and everything, we felt that we don't have choice. Like, we need to do the effort and go there. But they were so enthusiastic. And so that's why we decided we need to go.
Besides the competition, what was the most amazing thing that you remember? Like, did you go to the rabbi's grave or did you go meet some people? Like, what did you do that you
Well,
remember?
my favorite part was playing a game called Gagabo. Oh, yeah, Gagabo. When we weren't doing any studying, we were playing Gagaball. Yeah.
With the other kids.
Yes.
Gaga's cool. Everyone in camp plays Gaga Ball, right?
What?
So, guys, do they quiz you right live on stage? Tell me what that was like about for you.
The stage was a different competition. They have questions like you have to answer quickly and turn the board on, answer questions from videos, all those type of things,
It was like a game show, like a real
like a
game.
TV show, total, like a game
Okay,
show.
but your guys didn't do that. Understood.
Yeah.
Okay.
After that competition finished, they start to call all like hundreds of students that they received the medals. The last one was the gold medal. And when all the kids received the gold medal, they mentioned for each grade 3 was Daniel, grade 4 was a girl from US, and
My brother is the only boy that.
it was all girls except Daniel that was the only boy that was named.
I want to know some of the questions. Can you, all right, Daniel, can you quiz me? See if I could get the answer.
One question. I'm just being honest. Why is Mukana Sarah always disappearing and reappearing?
Why did Sarah disappear? Like Abraham's wife, Sarah? That Sarah?
Yeah.
Why did she, I don't know. Why did she disappear?
She came back, then she left.
I don't know the answer. Tell me why.
I got no idea.
Okay, do you know the answer, Daniel?
No. My question is, what are the three brachas of food?
What are the three brachas of food? So, Hamotzi Lechem Min Ha'aretz, Borei Pri Adama, and Kol Minei, Kol Minei, I forget.
No. You don't no. get me. The answers are bracha of pleasure, bracha of mitzvot, and bracha of thanks.
Oh, the categories, not the actual brachas. Anything else that you answered? What are some of the other questions you had to answer?
What is a tomato? A fruit or a vegetable? And then after, tell me if it's ha-adama, ha-eitz.
So that was adama, for sure.
Incorrect. Ha-eitz.
Tomato is not from the eitz, is it?
Yeah, tomatoes are fruits.
Okay, so I would literally fail this course. And I went to Hebrew day school for 11 years. You guys are whipping me on this one. Any other questions?
Our first skin was already destroying you.
Destroyed. Absolutely slate.
What did you get out of this? Boys, I want you to start one at a time. Daniel?
Well, I felt pretty proud of myself. And I felt thankful for my parents for putting me in Hebrew school.
David, what does it mean to you to participate?
I was so proud of myself. And I wasn't going to give up for next year, so I decided so I would keep going next year.
Are there any Jewish kids in your school where you go, like, during the week? Or are you the only ones in your class?
Just one girl, right?
Yeah.
So there's three of you in grade three.
In the whole school.
Or in the whole public school. Does everyone know you're Jewish? Do you wear your kippot in school?
No. Tomorrow... everyone's gonna know that we are Jews.
Why? Probably.
They're putting it on the assembly.
Wow. Okay, so here's something actually serious that I need to ask you. Have you experienced any issues, any problems, any anti-Semitism because you're the only Jews at the school? Do you know what I'm asking you?
Well, since many of my kids in my class hate Israel.
But did they say something to you?
Tell me more. Why do you know they hate Israel?
Because they always say things like bad things about Israel. So, yeah.
They say them to you or just in general?
Just in general.
And how do you feel about that? What do you do?
Nothing. I exist like that never.
And what about you, Daniel? Have you experienced the same thing or something different?
No.
So, when you come home, Mom, how do you handle this?
I haven't heard before this. Mm-hmm. I always try to say to not talk too much about the... But they start the school and they are proud now, so they start talking about it.
Right. Now that you won this, how does it help you to feel more proud about being Jewish while you go to school where you said, for example, David, that kids hate Israel?
Well, yeah, because it helped me learn more about my culture. So, yeah.
And what about you, Daniel?
Probably, like, recognizing my culture, like, where I'm from.
Yes, because we are a family that I'm Jewish and my husband is not Jewish, he's Catholic. So when we start raising the kids, we were showing a little bit of everything. And then my husband said, I would like to have them more identification with something because I feel it helps as a person. And I was very active back home. So that's why we decided to try the summer camp. And that's when they start everything and they love it and they feel, I think, proud and they enjoy.
Mm-hmm. What are you going to do with your winning? What's next?
I just do it for fun and to learn more about my culture. So just do it for fun. So it wouldn't really become anything. I'm just happy to do it.
I'm going to bring in Rebbetzin Slavin, and I'd love to ask you a bit more about how this all happened for your community.
So this is probably our fourth year doing JUQ. The Miriam Rabin Chabad Hebrew School has started from when JUQ started. Every year we try to build on it and make it more exciting for the kids. Every test they take, they get a prize. It's a great opportunity for the kids because they study at home in addition to studying at Hebrew school. So we've had kids go to the competition before. We've had kids make it to that level. We've never had a trophy, which That's why we are so proud of Daniel and David both.
I'm saying that means like I'm probably the best student in the Chabad thing for now.
And so I understand there were three students from your school that went to the finals.
So the top mark of our Hebrew school, they only allow one student per Hebrew school. The top mark of our Hebrew school was the one that was on stage. Her name was Sophia, and she won a gold medal.
So she won the highest from your school.
Yeah, because she got all 110.
So what's the secret sauce from your school that gets the students to be winning?
The care that is given to each and every student. You know, we have a very low teacher to student ratio. And because a lot of the stuff we do is one-on-one or two-to-one. Caring. I think that is really the secret ingredient, is that they care for what they are studying. And we find this with all of our Hebrew school students. They just really love who they are, the pride in being Jewish. And you can imagine out here in the Peel region, what kind of public school settings it is.
Is there anything you want to say to your teacher about this whole experience before we end?
Well, I'm pretty grateful about how they educated us. And they made learning less boring and more fun.
That's actually our motto, is where learning is fun.
Let's give a warm welcome to this year's gold medal winners of the JUQ International Torah Championship. These champions studied.
Now, as you heard, I asked the Marquez boys what their favorite part of attending the JUQ Grand Finale weekend was. And after months of studying and learning, they said it was playing Gaga Ball with the other kids. Stay tuned to the end of our show, and you have a chance to enter our CJN Daily Pop Quiz Contest, where you can also compete to win a prize package. Now, as I said, there were three Canadian winners. The third was 13-year-old Sophia Mejia Perfiliev. The grade 7 student was actually born in Israel. Her mom is a Russian Jew. Her father is originally Mexican and is not Jewish. Sophia and her mother Maria join me now from their home in Burlington. It's great to meet you. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Let me walk back a second. How did you get connected to this Chabad school where you started to do this?
So we were in Mississauga and we were looking around for like a Hebrew Sunday school. And we found one 2 minutes or 5 minutes from our house. And we've been with them for the whole time, 7 years.
But then you moved to Burlington more recently.
Yeah.
But you're still going to the school.
Yeah.
That is quite a drive, is not, in the morning?
It is. It's about 30 kilometers. Can I pop it? So I think the first and foremost, we were looking into school where they would be belonging. You know, we were searching for the sense of community and their values. So my husband actually searched up and he found the Chabad school. And we contacted them from Mexico, because that's where we came to Canada. And we knew already that once being in Mississauga, we're going to go first Sunday and start our experience there. We had no previous experience with a religion organization coming from Mexico. But I think it's very important, especially in Canada, you know, multicultural place, to be belonging to your values and what you are, where you're coming from.
So after Israel, we went to Mexico for a little and then we went to Canada.
Okay, so, but you both met in Israel, you and your husband.
Correct. Yeah. Sophia has...
Oh, you have three kids.
Sophia has...
Is Sophia the oldest?
No. I have an older brother. He's 14.
Cool. And did he go to Chabad too?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, he went to the competition once.
I think Mario actually went to one of the first Sea Kids that they organized back in 2020.
Yeah, he was in grade three. And then there was COVID, but he made it to the other ones, but it had to be online and it just wasn't worth it.
Okay. So tell me how you study for this.
So I make cue cards usually, and I just read through them. I try to remember the names and the dates, and it's not that hard for me to study.
Old-fashioned way.
Yeah.
Tell me what your score, do you know what your final score was?
I don't know, but I think I don't know if I'm right, but I personally think I got all the questions right. I just, on the bonus questions, I don't think I got every single point, but I think I did good on the test.
What does it mean to you to do this JUQ competition?
Well, I think it's really cool to go see there and like see like all the different kinds of people, and they're all Jewish, and that's pretty cool. Yeah, and this is my like second year in a row going on stage and third year in a row winning gold. So it's pretty cool to do it again.
I'm sorry we didn't know about this last year and the year before. We would have had something. It's about time we caught up with a champion like that.
Yeah.
All right, now you got to tell me, because I would like to know what some of the questions were. See if I get them.
So the topic is like Jewish lifestyles.
All right, ask me.
What's in the Chamber of Holies? So do you know?
Yeah, God, the tablets.
Like in the base on Mikdash, like what was in the holy chamber?
The tablets, the Ten Commandments.
Yeah, it was the Ten Commandments. Yeah.
Okay, and so that was like a half mark for me. What else did they ask you?
I think it asked like what was like the third day of creation?
Oh my God. Okay, so darkness from light, chaos from non-chaos, animals?
Yeah.
I'm 62 years old. I went to Hebrew school for so many years. And if I didn't know that, I have to quit my job as a podcaster at the CJN for sure. Do you have to read in Hebrew too?
No, it's all English. I have the book here. And yeah, it's a big book. But you only have to read the grade that's assigned to you, like the pages that are assigned to you.
And now what do you get to do now? So you have this medal. Did they have some kind of ceremony for you at your public school or... I don't know. What happens now?
I guess I just wait for my little brother to go on stage.
And are you planning to have a bat mitzvah?
I already had mine, actually.
You had your bat mitzvah. Mazel tov. When was that?
It was last year.
You know, she brought all the Judaism to us, like the kids. You know, we lighting candles now. We even did second Leil of Seder, first time in our home this year. And we ask them a lot of questions. They are the ones who inspire us to continue and grow into the education of Judaism. My little son, he presented the whole presentation about the matzah. Last Monday, he said, we are celebrating Passover tonight and we eat matzah, and that's where it's coming from. That's why we want them to go to this school. That's why we want them to know who they are and, you know, not to be... to be proud of it. So she felt so connected to JUQ and the Sikh kids in Stamford place where we were. She couldn't imagine, like, everyone was Jew there. So she was just, I think, amazed with it.
I'm so happy to hear this. Was it fun at all, Sophia? Did you have fun?
Yeah, it was really fun.
Very honored that you spent this time with me. And thank you very much for sharing your story on the CJN Daily.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for having us.
And that's what Jewish Canada sounds like for this episode of the CJN Daily, sponsored by Metropia. Integrity, community, quality, and customer care. In the 5 years that JUQ's been running, Canadian students have won the Ultimate World Champions 3 times, including this year. By the way, the national finals for the Chidon are next week. Now, speaking of knowledge, here's that quiz question for you. Is Gaga Ball a Jewish game? Please send your answer in with your explanation to me at ebessner@thecjn.ca by May 13th. That's the deadline. And we'll announce the winner of our prize package on Israel Independence Day, Tuesday, May 14th. The CJN Daily is produced by Zachary Judah Kaufman. Michael Freeman is our executive producer. Music is by Dov Beck-Levine. And I thank you for listening to the CJN Daily.